Sri Radha Rasuranidhi ki jai, Prabhudananda Saraswati ki jai. We're continuing verse 53, discussing the glories of Radharani's maid service by her Kinkari Manjaris, and we heard about awakening the spiritual body, and we heard something about yesterday about Tadiyanam, how the cloth, the prasad cloth from Guru or from Krishna or Radha or from Thakurji is worshipable. Tadiyanam Samarchanam. Tadiya means yours. Well, Tadiya means yours, belong to you. So anything, and a purport there we read in Prabhupada CC, Chaitanya Charitamrita, he quoted the verse from 4th Canto Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, and Parvati Devi was asking Shiva, who's the most worshipable? You or Brahma or Vishnu? And he said, Araranam Sarveshu, Araranam Sarveshu, Vishnu Araranam Param. So higher than all forms of worship, all demigod pujas, Indra puja, Indra yagya, like the Nanda Maharaj was doing, and Brahma puja and Surya Upasaka, people worship Surya because they want good health, or they worship Chandra, and they worship Indra if they want good sex, they worship Chandra if they want a peaceful mind, etc. So said all Araranam Sarve, all Araranams, Araranam Sarveshu, Vishnu Araranam Param, that's the topmost. And he says, but Devi Parataram Param. He said, but Paratara, like there's Krishna is Purna and Dwarka and Purnatara and Mathura and Purnatam, Purnatam Bhagavan, Sarvavatari Krishna and Vrindavan. So Purnatara means Paratara Param. Even higher than that, much higher than even worship of Vishnu is Tadiyanam Samarchanam. Tadiyanam Samarchanam. All Sama means all are equal. Everything that's Tadiya is Archanam, worshipable. Which means what? Means Tulsi Devi, means Vaishnava, means Guru, means the Holy Dham, it means the Mandir, it means the cloth. And we say this is the Tattva, the Tadiyanam. And then we say the example from Gaur Lila of King Prataparudra, anxiously desiring to meet Gauranga Mahaprabhu, but he was frustrated in his attempt because of his royal position. Gauranga refused to meet him. So he took advice of Damodar Pandit, and Damodar said, it's up to you. Then he asked Nityananda. Nityananda said, you're the supremely independent Lord. You can do whatever you want, but I can make a suggestion. And Gaurani Thayer, like brothers practically, Krishna Balaram. So then he said, you can't meet him, but you can meet him, you can give him your cloth, your bahirvas. Bahirvas means lungi, sannyas dhoti. You give him your bahirvas prasadi. So then when he received that, he was sent that cloth, an old dhoti of Lord Chaitanya, red dhoti, I suppose, red color. When he received it, it says, anandita man. His mind was full of bliss. He was so blissful. Then he started Sarvakari Puja. He started doing puja to it. And he considered that to be receiving that cloth because it's Tadiyanam and everything connected to the Lord. The Lord is Satchidananda and everything connected to him is Satchidananda. Krishna is telling in Gita, Mamevamsho Jivaloke Jivabhutu Sanatana, that we are connected to the Lord. Every jiva is connected to the Lord. Amsha or Vivinamsha. Vivinamsha Tatasta Shakti, particles of consciousness. Like a beam. Mama Amsha. Ameyam Amsha Jivaloke. It's in seventh chapter, Gita. So there he says, you're eternally, Sanatana, you're eternally my part. So we're also Satchidanand. Anuchit, Krishna's Vibhuchit. We discuss these points. This is review. So what the topic is now is what yesterday we established, the great value of the remnants of the Vaishnavas, of Guru. And we talked about Prabhupada giving his sweaters and people wearing them and worshipping them afterwards, etc. So now we go all the way to the topmost level of exchanges with devotees. And we talked about devotees exchange by giving things. So Radharani is a sakhi, which means girlfriend. And she's everyone's girlfriend. All the sakhis and mandris. There are five types of sakhis. Prana sakhi, and then nitya sakhi. And I mean, there's sakhi. Then Pransaki, then Nityasaki, Priyasaki, and Paramapresha Saki. All those Sakis are Radharani's girlfriends. And then there's further divisions into groups, Vipaksha, Sakis, and Tatastha Sakis, and Surit Sakis, and Paksha Sakis. And so Tatastha, they're neutral. They're not really favorable or unfavorable. And then Paksha means a group of Sakis, girlfriends. That Paksha means her party. They're with Radharani. And Vipaksha means against her party, Chandravali, Shabya, Padma. They're all girlfriends. They're all beautiful young gopis, Brajavadus of Vrindavan. So they give gifts to each other. Oh, I have some Krishna's prasad. You want some prasad? I have some burfi from Krishna. And he took this when he woke up. He was so tired and hungry, he couldn't get out of bed. So Rohini said, oh, listen, last night I made some fresh burfi for your Narayan Thakurji and your temple, so I'll give it to Madhu Mangal. And so the pujaris, they can go in and offer it to Nanda Maharaj's Thakurji of Narayan, in the Narayan Mandir. And then we can give Krishna some Mahaprasad. Mahaprasadi Govinde, Nama Brahmani Vaishnava, Isvava Mahapuni Vatavajan, Vishwaso Naivajayate. So with great Vishwas, with great faith, Krishna took that Mahaprasad burfi, and then he became enlivened. Oh, so he didn't eat it all, a little bit. So Dhanishtha Sakhi, she was cleaning up afterwards, because she lives with Krishna and does service over there. So she knew that Sakhis would really like to have that prize. She's also a Sakhi. She's called, her category is, I think, just called Sakhi. There's one category of Sakhis called Sakhis. Or maybe Priya, I think she's Priya Sakhi. She has Krishna Sneha Adik. More love and affection for Krishna than Radha. That's why she lives in Krishna's house also. But she's a key and integral part of Krishna's Leela with Radharani and the gopis, of course, also. So she thinking, I'll save some of this to share with my girlfriends. So then she keeps it in a safe place. And Radharani comes at 7:30 in the morning to Nandagaon, the Krishna's breakfast. And then before she starts cooking, Dhanishtha says, psst, psst, hey Sakhi, hey Sundari, come here. And she opens a little thing, look what I have. And it's radiating with all this sham ras and prema of Krishna from this little box. It said, this is some maha burfi from Krishna. And I saved it for you. So you just walked all the way from Yavat. You may be a little tired, and give you some energy and fill your heart with joy. So in a very happy heart and a blissful mind and energized form, you'll engage in Krishna's service. So Radharani immediately honors that. So in this way, the Sakhis give prasad, receive prasad, and also cloth. So this verse is describing how Sripad in his Manjari Srupa Vesh, identifying as a Manjari, he has been rewarded. So the title of this class today will be The Manjari's Reward. If you want to see it on the net, that will be called The Manjari's Reward. So they got rewarded. So she was rewarded with the personal cloth of Radharani. So the verse is telling, Tukulam vibranam atakuchatate kachukapatam prasadam saminya sokara tala dattam pranayata stitam nityam parshva vivida paricharyak gachataram kishorim atmanam kim ihasu sukumarim nukaliye. So this is the verse we're discussing, the translation of 53. When will I see myself in Vrindavan as Sri Radhika's tender adolescent maidservant? So that's, of course, it's the first line of the English and the last line of the Sanskrit. Kishoriyam Atmanam. Atmanam means the conception of us. Atma means self. What is my self-conception? We discussed that 2 days ago. What is my abhiman? What is my ego? What do I identify as? And we elaborated on that. Kishori Atmanam. And any type of Kishori, a Brajavadu. Brajavadu is also a Kishori. She's 14 years and 2 months and 15 days. Her name is Radha. She's Kishori. Kishori Radhe, Kishori Radhe, Radhe Radhe Radhe, Kishori Radhe. She's Kishori, but she's not Sukumari. Kumari means virgin, and Su means very tender, innocent, sweet, adorable, young virgin girl. So Radharani, and so there are also Kishoris, the 12-year-old and 13-year-old Manjaris that aren't yet married. or maybe not get married in some lineages. So this is Kishoriam. So I want to be a Sukumari. What kind of Kishori? A Sukumari. Kishori means from 11 to 16. So Sukumari. So this is like this. Nukalie. Kim means when. So that we discussed. And then I'll do some service, and we'll discuss the service. But then when I do the service, I'll be rewarded. And that's the first line. Tukulam vibranam. Tukulam vibranam. I will wear the dress of Radharani. She will give it to me. How will she give it to me? It says, prasadam swaminya, swakara tala dattam pranayata. She will give with the prasadam cloth remnants given to me by my own swamini in loving affection by her very own hand. Swakara tala dattam. Swakara tala dattam. Pranayata. Kara, this means hand. Krishna is telling in Gita, Sarvato Shi Shiromakam, Sarvato Pani Padamta. So Pani means hand, but Kara also means hand. You've heard of Rajasthan. There's a very famous place called Tirtharaj, and its other name is Pushkar. Prayag is sometimes called, of course, Tirtharaj, and Pushkar is also, but Pushkar Raj. So there's a long story there where Brahma is only worshipped there, nowhere else in the universe. Because he and his wife, and it's not clear exactly what his wife's name is, sometimes they say Saraswati or something else. But at any rate, he and his wife were invited to that place for a big yajna done by some rishis and some very wealthy king millions of years ago in Rajasthan. So Brahma was all ready to come and go, and he had to be there by a certain time. Or no, excuse me, he was already there, and he was sitting at the yajna. But in order for the function to commence, everyone was waiting for his wife because she was a little late, you know, putting on her eyeshadow and pulling her eyelashes out, putting on her earrings. So everyone's, you know, so then they couldn't wait. So then they said, what to do? Unless you have your wife with you, we can't observe this yajna because Grihastha has to do yajna with his wife. So Brahma was a little perplexed. So he asked the sages what to do. He said, well, we have to find a woman here to be your wife. So there's this one cowherd girl here, and we'll put her through the cow. We'll put her in the mouth of the cow and take her out the back because she is an earthly woman, but you are not of the earth. You are from Satyuk Loka, so your bodies are pure and extraordinary up there. So she has a material body of this earthly plane. So we put her through the cow and she'll become celestialized. Because the celestial beings, and for example, Indra has no bones. He has no material eyes as we know it. His body is made of mind. And then you go higher in the higher planets, Swargalok, Indralok, Janalok, Maharatlok, Tapalok, then their bodies are made of buddhi, intelligence. Just like you dream and you see a body and you're doing things and you see other bodies in your dream. Are those dream bodies made of bones? No, they're made of thoughts. They're made of thoughts and moods and projections. It's called subtle body. It's only a mind painting on the screen of your mind. There's not a bunch of bones dancing inside your brain when you sleep. So if we can understand mental body here, what to speak of an entire plane. As I say, I don't see the heavenly planets. You never will. They're invisible. So many things to not understand because we can't. But that's what's described in Shastra. You can only see the invisible through Shastra. If you go to a science lab in college and look through a microscope, and then the professor says, what do you see on that slide under the microscope? I don't know, a bunch of blobs and squiggles and drops and I don't know what. And then he shows you a book. No, this is a mitochondria. This is the flagella. This is its mode of motion. Oh, you read the Shastra and you read all about it, and he tells you about it. Then you look, oh, now I can see. Without first studying Shastra and being taught by a teacher, you can never see even material reality. Without books and teacher, you can't understand or see material reality, which is in front of your eyes, black and white. Now, what to speak of spiritual reality?
Well, I don't think it's like that. You know, as far as I know, it doesn't seem right, you know.
My brain doesn't accept it. What is your brain? You have no brain. You have to hear from Shastra and sadhus. They have brain. Like this. But ego does not allow us to submit, because that's the beginning of gaining knowledge, is submission. Tadvidhi pranibhatena pariprasnena sevya upadakshyanti te gyan. First we have to submit, then we have to serve the wisdom teacher. It's one thing to submit, but also serve. Samit pani shrutiyam brahmanishtam. Samit pani shrutiyam brahmanishtam. If we want to hear the shrutis from the guru, pani means hand, sarvato pani padam tat. We have to get firewood. We have to go out to the forest. Who's the example of going to the forest to collect firewood for their guru to do yajna? Who is the example? Is it some exalted, advanced human being? No, it's God himself. Bhagavan Sri Krishna in Ujjain, attending the school of Sandipani Muni. He went with Sudama Brahman, and they went out. He was a Kshatriya. The Kshatriyas and Brahmins, they were enrolled in Gurukul as children. So Sudama and his friend Krishna went to the forest outside the ashram to collect dry wood for the yajna. So this is the student. He approaches the guru with, he does work and seva. Then you get knowledge. Then you can speak Bhagavad Gita. Krishna didn't speak Bhagavad Gita before he followed the formula. He's speaking Bhagavad Gita because he did it. In the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, verse 34, when Krishna was in Gurukul, he was about 11 or 12 or whatever. As soon as he went to Mathura and killed Kans, shortly after he was sent to Gurukul and Ujjain, and then he came back and then fought a bunch of demons, Jarasandha or whatever, etc., moved to Dwarka. And then Bhagavad Gita was spoken in Kurukshetra when Krishna was about 90 or 100 years old. And then when he spoke that, he could recall, yes, how did I receive knowledge? Well, I approached the guru, Tadvidhi Pranipatena, and I surrendered and fell at the feet of Sandipani Muni. And in 64 days, he taught me the 64 kalas and all the other Vedic sciences. And I served him humbly, Tadvidhi Pranipatena, Pariprasnena Sevaya. That's there in the Bhagavat, everywhere, you must be knowing. So this is the formula to see spiritual reality or even material reality. So this verse is so beautiful that it's describing the loving exchanges between Radharani and her girlfriends. When we become liberated and we attain our spiritual form in the Nitya Seva, Radha and Krishna in the spiritual world, Radha and Krishna become our friends. It's Nara Leela. It's human-like Leela. It's not that Krishna sits on some throne 500 feet off the ground. Everybody's lying in homage at his feet and standing up and folding hands and singing all songs. It's not Vaikuntha. It's not the personified Shrutis. This is love. This is a kingdom of love. It's the most personal, inconceivably close and confidential relationship anyone could ever imagine. Radharani's mandris with Radharani. We touched on it yesterday. So this Dukulam Vibrantam, she wears that dress and the Kuchak Tate Kanchuka Patam. So Kanchuka Patam means an embroidered blouse or kanchuli. And she's saying, Kucha Tate. Tate means the border. I'm wearing Radharani's prasadi dress and then her choli, we call choli, on my transcendental divine form as a young Kishori Gopi. So the entire clothes that Radharani was wearing, she gave me an entire outfit. And this is what we're discussing today. Can you turn that light on, please? So this mean this. So the whole idea here is accepting and wearing Radharani's leftover cloth. When Radha's pleased, because we said it's the Mundri's reward. Mundri's reward. Well, if you please anyone, you get a reward. If you please Guru, you get bhakti. You get prema. If you please Vaishnavas, you get bhakti and prema. So if you please anyone, you get rewarded. You get blessed. If you displease them, and you can see throughout the Puranas and Mahabharata, if someone displeases someone, there's lots of stories of cursing. Cursing and counter-cursing, etc. Shiva is not too pleased by Daksha's behavior. I mean, rather Parvati, because her father, Daksha, I mean, her name then was Sati, not Parvati, but Sati was insulted at the yajna and function of her father because he refused to invite her husband. She went alone, and when she got there, her father insulted Shiva, and then she gave up her body because it's what you're supposed to do. If you hear your worshipful Lord or Master, Lord means God, Master means Guru, Pati Guru or Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru. If they're offended, you should give up your body right there on the spot. That's the ultimate. Or at least there's different ways. So she did that. She gave up her body on the spot. But she doesn't travel alone. Women don't. It's not like modern world. So when she went there, she went with thousands and thousands of ribus and bhutas and pretas and all kinds of interesting associates of Lord Shiva acting as her bodyguards. And when they saw their queen, their swamini, their master or mistress, self-immolate herself at the Daksha Yajna, they became very, very angry. And they went wild. And they started cutting off everyone's heads and mustaches and chasing sages all over the place. And someone grabbed Daksha and cut off his head. It's a rather gory scene in the Bhagavatam. And it's all about Vaishnava Parad, Vaishnavanam Tashambhu. So that's an example of someone not getting rewarded. Her father got punished. So when you offend a Vaishnava, you lose your head. Or at least you can't get ahead in spiritual life. Means no progress. So this is about rewarding. So Radharani's very pleased with her Sakhi Manjari, so she rewards them in so many ways. Even as a sadhaka, Radharani rewards her servants. And everyone who's a sevite or a servant of Radha and Krishna, they have their long, long list of rewards and recognitions and gifts and of prasadam and so many other gifts they receive from their worshipful Thakurji and Thakurani. That's the sustenance of life. That's what sustains the life of a devotee, is loving reciprocations with his Lord and Lady. What sustains a relationship of marriage, of a husband and wife? It's two individuals, two souls, two hearts, two minds. What sustains a relationship is the loving exchanges, which each nourishes the other by the exchange of love. It's not any different than sadhana bhakti. People say, oh, how you live alone? You have no husband, you have no wife, No, I have my Thakur, Thakurani. They are my everything, and they give me everything I need. I don't need, what do I need? If I want to talk, I talk to them. If I want to listen, I listen to them. If I want to see someone beautiful, a beautiful man or a beautiful woman, I look at Radha and Krishna. I'm not missing anything in my life. I remember once I was on a train in India, traveling, and the common question most people ask on the train when they see some sadhu or saintly person, or at least dressed like that, they say, you're doing this sadhana sadhu thing. Is it, does it make you happy? First they say, does it make you peaceful? Because everyone, especially in India, there's not too much peace. The first question, the openers are, does this make you peaceful, this Hare Krishna and all whatever you're doing? And then they say, are you happy? So I answered one time to a man, I said, if I have to answer this question, that means you cannot see by looking at me whether I'm happy or peaceful. So then I turned the question to him. I said, what do you think? If you look at me, do you think I'm happy and peaceful? Of course, this was long ago when I was happy and peaceful. And he said, you seem to be happy and peaceful. I said, you're correct. And I said, you can also be happy and peaceful. I said, I asked him, are you happy and peaceful? And he said, frankly, no. I have money, I have family, I have nice position, everything's nice, but I'm not happy and peaceful. I said, well, don't wait. You can, this is not my, I don't have a corner on the market. I didn't buy all the stocks in the Peace and Happiness Company. There's more stocks for sale. you can be a shareholder. You're a businessman. Why don't you buy a few shares? And the Happiness HP Company, Happiness and Peace. And like this, so Radharani's pleased with them. She rewards them. There's a Leela here. Once after enjoying love sports all night with Shyam, Radhika hurriedly got up from her flower bed to rush home to Barsana before sunrise. In her anxiety and haste, Radhika forgot her kancholi, or choli blouse, in the kunja. One attentive Manjari picked it up and privately returned it to Radha. Because Radharani is Lajeshwari. Laja means shy. Lajeshwari. She's very, very shy. She's not only... Generally, this is a lakshana of ladies that are shy. Radharani is the queen, empress of all shy ladies in the universe. All the chaste and famous shy ladies in the universe. Sita Devi, Arundhati, and Shachi. Not Shachi of Lord Chaitanya, but Shachi, Indra's wife, etc. The very famous chaste ladies of the Ahilya, etc. But Radharani is the queen of them all, the queen of shyness and innocence. So she, later, when Radha was waking up and readying herself for her bath during Pratak Leela around 6:30, she remembered that very kind and thoughtful Manjari, and then she rewarded her by personally handing her that very same kancholi, or choli, that Manjari had retrieved from forgotten in the kunja due to her absorption and her loving intimacies with Shyam. So Radharani, this is the nature of love. And the kingdom of pure love, where there's pure love, there's unlimited gratitude. And where there's pure love, you're always... Pure love means you're wrapped in remembrance of your beloved at every moment. And the lover is wrapped, means absorbed, wrapped, absorbed, enveloped, covered by. The lover is wrapped, enveloped with remembrance of his beloved. This is true love. So Radharani is always thinking at every single moment, Krishna, 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 Krishna. And Radha is thinking at every moment, Shyam, 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 Shyam. Every thought, every moment becomes, there's a thought to fill every moment. And every moment of Radharani's eternal existence, time immemorial forever, is only thinking of Shyam, Shyam. Shyam, Shyam, Shyam. And all those thoughts, those thousands of thoughts of Shyam and those thousands of thoughts for Seva emanating from our mind and heart, they flow like continuous waves out of Radharani's head and they become her long, soft, wavy hair, her Shyam, Shyam black hair. This is Radharani. So she remembers her Manjaris. It's not like you do so many services here and there, and nobody even remembers. Nobody even thanks you. It's not like that up there, fortunately. You spend a whole lifetime serving others, and what do you get for it? Nothing. You get the happiness of the service rendered. That itself is a joy in its own way. So she was so Radharani rewarded her with that very same. Naturally, the Mandri feels very happy with that prize and proud, too, of her loving Ishvari Radha. Just imagine in your mind's eye to be standing there in Varsana. Radharani's getting, she wakes up, she gets out of bed, and she's getting hurriedly rushing to take bath because she has to go to work. Like we rush so fast and take a bath and go to work. So she has to rush so fast to get to Nandagram and cook Krishna's breakfast. So like everybody, when she wakes up, she's in a hurry. Everyone's in a hurry to get to Mangalartik or chant your japa or whatever. And go to the Goshala and see the cows or whatever. So she's in a hurry. Then she's, oh yes, it's Choli. Oh, that Mandri, where's that Mandri? Oh, hey, Navadasi. Oh, Navadasi. Nava means new. Oh, new Dasi, Navadasi. Oh, Navadasi, eat her out. Oh, here. And then with her own hand, it says, hand and heart. If you're going to give something, it has to be hand and heart. H and H. This is hand, this is heart. So what is it in Sanskrit? What is the word for heart? Pran. What is the word for hand? Kara. So therefore, Sripad is saying, prasadam swaminya. Kanchuka, first he describes what prasadam. Tukulam vibranam. I'll be wearing that dukula. As I mean, dukula means, it's like, not exactly a sari, but it's like a gopi dress sort of type of thing. Tukulam vibranam. Atakuchatate kanchuka patam. Tukulam vibranam. Atakuchatate kanchuka patam. Prasadam swaminya. My Swamini, my Ishri, my everything. Swakara, with her own hand, taladattam pranayata. Taladattam pranayata. Taladattam pranayata. She gave with her hand and her heart. Like we say, offer pushpanjali. Pushpa anjali. Pushpa is flowers. Anjali is this pose. This is anjali and this is anjali. So it's not only flowers in hand to offer to your Thakurji, but it's flowers plus heart in the hand. So it's hand and heart offered to the lotus feet of your beloved, or to the hand of your beloved. So Radharani is not only offering the cloth, the Vastra Prasadi, Radharani Prasadi Vastra, but she's offering, because gifts are not necessarily an expression, really gifts. Giving gifts means giving your heart, but you really can't pull out your heart and put it in a box and put a red ribbon around it and give it to everybody you love, because, you know, you might die. So how to do that without dying? How to love without dying? So then, dadati pratigrinati bhunkte bhojayate jeva. You have to give gifts. Radharani is giving gifts to the devotees. One devotee, a Paramaradyadev, the Aradhanam, the most worshipful entity, the greatest of all devotees, Radharani, she's giving a gift to another devotee. Another devotee of Krishna, her Mandri, her Sakhi Mandri. Love is there, and that love should come here and be expressed in our dealings. Rupa Goswami is instructing us and teaching us in Upadeshamrita. Love the devotees. Love your Thakur. Well, where is that love? In a world of ego, in a world of selfishness, there is no love. So we're living in a world of ego and selfishness. But there's only one ego, Krishna Das. Radharani, Yashoda, Nanda, the cows, the birds, everyone has one ego. I am a servant of Krishna. So there's unity, there's harmony, there's peace, there's love. Loving exchanges. So naturally, the Mandri feels very happy. When you get a gift, you feel happy. Somehow, you didn't expect any gift, and the courier mailman comes and he has a box. and inside there's some nice gift. And so, oh, and then first thing you say is, first thing you say when something comes in the mail as a gift, or you suppose it's a gift, who sent this? Before you even find out what it is, who sent this? Then you look and see the card. Oh, and then you think, oh, that person, oh, they remembered me. That's so nice. And then you just think of them, and when you think of them, your heart goes to them. And then when you're thinking of them, they understand it, and then their heart goes to you. And there's an exchange of love. Friend to friend, lover to lover, mother to son. The son's in college. He's studying diligently and dryly because college is so dry, so boring. But he's doing it the needful. And out of nowhere, if he has an Indian mother, not Western, but out of nowhere, suddenly a courier mail comes. And inside that, there's a big box, and he sees the address. Oh, it's from my home. And inside, there's all kinds of cookies and all these kind of Indian type things, you know, tikkies and takkies, and you know what, they have all these names, pitties and patties and all kinds of fried things, and there's thousands of names. I can't keep track, but so many little goodies, nice salties and sweeties, goodies to eat that keep for a long time. And he said, oh, my mother, she so loves me so much, and I got so tired of eating pizza and every day and in my college dormitory. So that this is the love. So this is, we're hearing about the kingdom of love. It's really wonderful to be Radharani's maidservant. Oh, I'm just a slave. I'm a slave in the kingdom. I'm a slave for the queen of this palace. What do? I just wash dishes all day and scrub the floors. And she ever talk to you? No. You ever met her? No, I never even see her. She's up on the fourth story. I'm down here in the dungeon sweeping and mopping. It's not like some feudal kingdom, or the feudal queen ruling like a dictator and all the slaves underneath her. The Mantris and Sakis, they're all slaves of Radharani, but they're slaves of love. Slaves of love personified. So therefore they're loved in return. The Mantris don't work for a paycheck. They work for love. They work out of love, for love, and by love. That's how they move. They don't move because they're getting paid. If you're not getting paid, you won't move to work. You won't go to work if you're not getting paid. Okay, you can keep working here, but we decide not to pay anyone anymore. So see how that place becomes pretty empty in a few minutes. I guess what the boss is, he said we can all work here and enjoy working here for him every 8 hours a day, but there's no pay. How long will it last? 5 seconds. So there, what's the pay? The pay is love. And what's the entry fee? To have pure love, then you can get there. So this is naturally, the Mantri feels very happy. Suddenly, Sripad, he describes this pastime that he's envisioning or experiencing in his meditation. Directly, he's in the Leela. He's seeing that by his chanting. I mean, excuse me, you know, couldn't be chanting also. Chanting japa and meditating. He's seeing this wonderful exchange between him and his desired or hankered for Mantri Sarup and Swamini Radha. And the context, in other words, Radharani's giving him some of her clothes. So if Radharani's giving some of her clothes, it can't be in the kunja because she has to wear those clothes. So it's easy to figure out where the context is. It has to be in some place where she has extra clothes, which means Barasana or Yavat, notwithstanding the existence of Kalpa Riksha trees. Because in any kunj, there's all so many Kalpa Riksha trees, you can just say, hey, I need a choli. And 5 cholis will drop down, red one, blue one, green one, embroidered pearls or diamonds, whatever you want. And you choose one and throw the other ones up and get in storage. But it's not, they don't do that so much. A couple of Riksha trees, usually they only take fruits and flowers from them. Although sometimes they get whatever they need. That's the speciality of the couple of Riksha trees in Vrindavan. They give whatever you want, you can get from a couple of Riksha tree. But there's one condition. You have to be a devotee. So if you're not a devotee and you go to a couple of Riksha tree, I want this, I want that, nothing ever happens. And even if you're some kind of devotee, but not really a devotee, and you go to a couple of Riksha tree and you ask, you won't get anything either. But when you're a real devotee and you go to any tree here in Vrindavan, embrace that tree and you pray for something, you'll get it. I wrote about that in my book, Radhakrishna Pastimes at Radhakund. Tukulam kuchakanchuka prasadam samanya sakaratala dattam pranayata. Devotees often receive, I discussed this point the other day, devotees often receive and wear hats, sweaters, kurtas, or saris once worn by Sri Guru, Thakurji, or Srimati Radharani herself. I've seen many times in Vrindavan, I took these notes a couple of months ago when I started class, those notes came in my mind, I just started speaking and now I hadn't got to this point. We see several times in Vrindavan, we see old Vairagi Babaji's wearing, quote, Swami hats sewn from bright pink blue and green cloth with gold jari, which were all Thakurji's prasadi cloth remnants, Thakurji's Vastra Prasadi. Srimad Bhagavatam 11.6.46 describes how the Brajagopis became very bewildered. How do they become bewildered? Because some beautiful man with blue skin and yellow dhoti and wide elongated lotus eyes and long black wavy hair, and he came into Braj one day. And he before that, he left Braj, that same type of person. And he went to Mathura, but then he returned. And they saw, oh, Krishna's come back. So when he first came, when the gopis first saw Uddhava and Nandagram, when they met him privately at Uddhav Kyari, all the gopis temporarily, due to their prem vibram, their total bewilderment and prem, they mistook Uddhava for their beloved Lord Krishna. Why? Because Uddhava was a lucky recipient of Mathuradish's, Sri Krishna's prasadi vastra, remnants of his cloth. Uddhava was gratefully wearing Krishna's prasadi dress, ornaments, garland, perfumes, and unguents. Ganda vasta lankara mala lepana. That's from the verse 11.6.46. Ganda vasta lankara mala alepana. Those are the Sanskrit terms for his dress and his garland, perfumes, ganda, dress, vasa, lankar, ornaments, mala, flower garland, alepan. Alepan means that which is rubbed on the body. Unguents, sandalwood paste. So this is a very nice point. Now the next point we're discussing is of this verse, the Manjari's Bhav Tadatmya with Radha. Bhav Tadatmya. Bhav means pure spiritual love and feelings of intimacy. And Tadatmya means Tadatmya. Atmya means Tad means that, and Atmya means me, the self. I'm identifying with that Bhav. What Bhav? Radharani's Bhav, the Mahabhav. The Mahabhav in Radharani's heart, the Manjaris identify with that. And it's reflected, and they experience what she's experienced when she's in Mahabhav. Unlike any of the other Sakis, only the Manjaris have access because they're so much one in heart, mind, desire, and seva with Radharani. Unlike any of her other Sakis, all of her Nitya Sakis or Sakis or Priya Sakis or Paramapresha Sakis, the Nitya Saki Manjaris, they're so one with Radharani. That's why Bhav Tadatmya means one with her Bhav, which is Mahabhav. So they have secret. They have access to the secretmost reaches of Radharani's heart. They have entrance into Radharani's mind and the whole realm of her desires. And even before Radharani desires it, something, they know what she wants. And they provide it for her before she even gives a wink of her eye or lift a finger or any slight signal to indicate to them that some seva is required at that particular moment. The Manjaris are already there. And Radharani's, before she can think, and then a second later she thinks, oh, I want to decorate Shyam with some flowers right now while I'm redressing him. And then she just, then before she thinks that, then she thinks it, and she just glances out of her eyes and the Manjaris standing there with a tray with fresh flowers to decorate Krishna's hair. curly locks. And she looks, oh, takes. Radhika's maidservants, the Manjaris, Kinkaris, Paricharikas, are one with Srimati Radharani's feelings, her sentiments and bhav. When Radharani is sad, the Manjaris are also sad. When Radharani is feeling madness and separation from Shyam and Viyog and Viraha, then the Manjaris are also feeling mad and separation. However, there is some difference, because the Manjaris, unlike Radharani, they never become so overcome by their emotions or ecstasies that they can't render their important sevas of soothing, comforting, and assisting Radharani in every possible way according to the flow of each pastime. So they are one in Radharani's feeling intense viraha bhav, viraha agni. She's burning in the fire of separation from her beloved Priyatam Shyam. And the Manjaris are also burning in separation, they're feeling that way. And sometimes Radharani is so overwhelmed and prem vibram, bewilderment of prem, that she perspires, gets very hot, she trembles, she cries, then it goes all the way up in astasattvic bhavs until she faints. She swoons, vimurchita, and collapses on a flower bed in her home in Barsana or Yavat. So as Radharani's ecstasies and sattvic bhavas are increasing more in a greater and greater pitch within her heart and mind and body, simultaneously they're also increasing in the Manjaris. So Radharani faints and swoons on the flower bed. So then if all the Manjaris also faint and swoon on the floor, then who's going to do any service? Because when Radharani's fainted in such an overheated, anguished condition, she needs someone to fan her with a chamara. And if by chance she wakes up and says, any servants around here? And everyone's conked out on the floor. So what is this? I mean, so there's a limit. They go to a certain limit. They say, oh, wait a minute. I have to stay one step below Radharani's ecstasy so I can serve her at the right moment. Amazing. Inconceivable levels of loving connection between Radharani's Manjaris and herself. What one can understand of these topics, we can hear and pray for that day when someday these subjects and these discussions will be part of our living reality. As sadhakas and as siddhas, we enter the divine domain of pure love, Prem Dham Vrindavan. But any movement begins with hearing. Without hearing, there's no movement. Try your alarm clock, for example. When you're sleeping, if you don't hear your alarm clock, you don't move out of bed. So movement begins with hearing. Because in the creation described in Bhagavatam, it says in the beginning there was sound. Even the Bible says that. Sound means hearing, vibration. In the beginning there was Om. And everything expands from there. So sound is movement. Creation means movement, production. So that's a fact, that movement begins with hearing. So we want to move to the kingdom of divine loving reciprocations with Radha and Krishna in our siddhadeya. Then we have to hear repeatedly from shastras and practitioners of Rag Marg and devotees who have some familiarity with the subject. This is not a speculation, this is not imagination, this is the spiritual ultimate reality at the level of Madhurya Bhav and Sridham Vrindavan. Out of millions and millions of devotees, there's several verses which say that it's very, very rare to even be a devotee of any sort. In 6th canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 14, it says, Muktanam api siranam kotishvapi. It says, Narayana. Muktanam api siranam narayana parayana Kotishvapa. It says Kotish. In that verse it said, to become a Narayana Parayana, to become a devotee of Lord Narayan in Vaikuntha, in Dasya Bhav, is one chance in 10 million. Out of 10 million spiritualists who are endeavoring to worship the personality of God, at 1 in 10 million may make it. Same point is echoed or repeated in Bhagavad Gita by Bhagavan Sri Krishna, chapter 7, verse 3. Manushanam sahasreshu kaschit yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kaschim mambati takvata. He's telling thousands, manu, koti means 10 million, koti in Bhagavatam. 10 million. Krishna's a little more merciful than the Bhagavatam. He's saying, muktanam api siddhanam. He says, out of 10 million people that are mukti, already have muktas or siddhas, not to speak of the ordinary Joe, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. They're muktanam api, they're siddhas, or they're mukti. Out of 10 million of those siddhas, hardly one becomes a Narayan Bhakta. It's rare. So what to speak of a devotee of Krishna and Braj and any rasa, and what to speak of a servant of Radharani? There's thousands and thousands of devotees around the world in Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Many of them haven't the slightest idea what we're talking about. They don't have the slightest idea of this conception or this goal or this paramgati. It's a matter of fortune, accumulated from previous lives, satsang, sangha, and practice and development. Doesn't matter, bhakta. You can begin Raghunuga Bhakti anartanivrti, means you meet the guru. He sees your qualification and your bhakta Igor from Russia. And he meets you and he speaks with you and hears, and then he thinks and meditates. And he's all right. And then he hears what you're saying. Oh, I've been reading all these books and I feel like this. So he may give you Siddha Pranali in the beginning and guide you accordingly on the path of Rag Bhajan. And you're just a young man or a young lady. But you're an old devotee. You're an old devotee because in last life you already came to that point wherein you're 25 years old, you come to Radhakund and meet great devotees and hear Harikata. When I was 25 years old, I wasn't sitting in Radhakund hearing this type of Harikata. Were you? So why? Every question has an answer. For every effect, there is a cause. Adhikar, eligibility. It's not all one. So these are very extraordinary, wonderful topics. Even to hear, they're very purifying. So although the Manjaris, Kinkaris of Radha, or Bhav Taratmya with Radha, they don't lose their awareness of their position as Saivites. Every inch of a Manjari, from her hair, top of her head, her hair to her feet, and only made of seva bhav. Seva, seva, seva. Service, service, service. Dasosmi, dasosmi, dasosmi. Dasiano, dasi, dasiano, 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 dasi. I'm a servant of the servant of the servant of the Sakhi maidservants of Radharani. Rupa Manjari, dasi. Dasi. Anodasi, dasi, anodasi. I'm a servant of my guru Devi. And a servant, and he's a servant of his Guru Devi, and his Guru Devi, and goes on all the way up to Rati Manjari, Tulsi Manjari, Rupa Manjari, Lalita. And then everyone's serving Radharani, and then Radharani's serving Krishna. The Prabhupada said, you pick a flower, you offer it to Radharani. Here, Radharani, here's a beautiful flower. I'm putting it in your hand. Please, you offer it to Krishna. And then, all right. You want to offer this flower to Krishna? Are you sure it smells nice? Is it sweet? Is it fragrant? Oh, I don't know. I just bought this garland they were selling out in front of the temple. It looked nice. Oh, it has no fragrance. We don't offer this kind of flower to my sham. Would you like a garland of weeds? These flowers smell like weeds. No, but it's only 10 rupees and a rose garland is 50. Well, better you save money for 5 days and buy one rose garland every 5 days. and then you can offer. Because I see many Bekar mala being sold in it, around the different temples. Some yellow flowers or some little useless white ones. They smell bad, very bad, too bad. Looks are not enough. Many people look good, but they're bad. They look very good, but they're very bad. Like Gundas or whatever, and they have a very nice face. He's a Gunda, he murders people. So we have to be careful when we're offering to Krishna. The mantras are one with Radharani in mind and heart and body. The transcendental forms of the mantras are very, very beautiful, attractive and sweet, like Radharani, but not quite as developed, not quite as beautiful, not quite as attractive, not quite as sweet as Radharani. The maid servants are buds, flower buds, mantras, and Radharani, Lalita, Vishakha are fully blossoming flowers, completely developed and saturated with sweetness, nectar, and colorful bhavas. Radharani and her sakis are 14 to 15 years of age, and the mantras are only 12 to 13. Big difference. To further and increase the mantras' sense of oneness and identifying as belonging to Swamini Radha, the mantras, in order to identify, the mantras also wear Radharani's clothing, leftovers, and prasadi vastra. When the mantras are together or alone doing different sevas for Radha, they remember Radha Govinda's pastimes, and they sometimes sing about them by composing their own poems and songs. Remember, it's one of the 26 qualities of a devotee to be poetic. So if devotees here have a sense of rhythm and music in their language, rhythm and music and rhyme, rhythm, music, rhyme, and sweetness and music and balance in their language, and they're speaking, and it comes out as flowing poetry, you can imagine what the spiritual divine beings are, the spiritual bodies, how poetic they are, and how sweet their speech is. So they compose songs to sing. So this is while remembering the sweet Madhurya Leela, mantras may also remember how Radharani personally gave them her own blouse and dress. In one beautiful poem, which is in his collection of Stavavali, it's called Prem Ambuja Makaranda. Raghunath Das Goswami is praying, and that prayer is included in Chaitanya Charitamrita, because Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, he heard it directly from Raghunath Das. They were serving and living together on the banks of Shamakund, side by side and adjoining bhajan kutirs. And whenever Raghunath Das would write something, he would share with Krishna Das. And every day he was speaking 3 hours Gaurakatha. And from his 16 years experience, direct experience with Lord Chaitanya and Puri, Krishna Das Kaviraj was listening and taking notes. And from those notes, he wrote the Chaitanya Charitamrita here in Shamakund. So Raghunath Das was also writing his poems, his realizations, and Stavavali, he loved Kusumanjali, Prima. So he was sharing. So then Krishna's Kaviraj liked that so much that he put it inside the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So there, in Prem Ambuja Makaranda, he says, all of Das Goswami, and Rati Manjari, Tulsi Manjari, all of Srimati Radharani's clothing and ornaments are made of transcendental emotions. I said that. Her Dukulam, her Kancholi, her Nupura, her Kinkini, her waist bells, her ankle bells are all made of Mahabhav. And what to speak of their bodies? Their bodies are Satchitananda. Their bodies are made of Bhav, Prema. There's no bones and all these things. We cannot conceive. But you ever get haunted by a ghost? Does he have bones? But he may try to strangle you, he may push you, he may play the piano, he may throw bricks across the room. They have different kinds of potencies, but they have no bones. They only have mind-body. And their mind-body enters into your mind, and you become possessed. So it's not, you don't have to stretch your imagination to understand that there are beings that cannot be seen. And they're even categorized in the Vedas, Vaitalas, Bhutas, Pishachas, Preta, you know, Vaitalas, Bhutas, Pishakas, Pishachas. So many are there. And some of them are especially disturbed children. I think it's the Vaitalas. Vaitalas, these are subtle beings who like to haunt and harass children from the age, from birth until six. So many children, babies, they have bad karma. It's all, of course, bad karma. They have bad karma, so they're crying all night or screaming. Mother doesn't know why. She tries to breastfeed them, suckle them, change their diaper. They're not hungry. They don't have wet pants. But they're getting haunted by, harassed by a ghost who finds pleasure in torturing that young child, the Vaitalas. They're described in Veda Puran. There's about 12 different names of these different creatures and also descriptions of who they attack and what they do. Lots of knowledge out there. It's a lot more beyond the world. Can you describe your eyelids? This is called eyelid. You can describe it? Can you see it? Yeah, now I do. No, now you don't. Now you see black. So you can't even see your own eyelid. And you're so smart. At any rate, humility is... Even Einstein had that idea. And Vrindavan Mahimamrita, the same author, Shripad Prabodhananda Saraswati, he explains the effect of wearing the prasadi cloth of Radharani or anyone for that matter, any lord or lady, Krishna, Radha, Gornitai. Preshta Dvandva, Preshta Dvandva Prasada Shrug Vastrabhushadi Mohinam. Srimati Radhika's maidservants enchant everyone by wearing the prasadi dresses, ornaments, and garlands of the divine loving couple. So, of course, Radharani's clothing is extraordinary. She has her personal tailors, and Mandris are also expert in 64 arts. Can you turn that down a little bit? It's a little too much crazy. The Mandris are expert, as I've mentioned previously, in all types of arts, including embroidery, stringing necklaces, and sewing and designing clothes, building furniture. We had a class where we had a long list of all the arts of the Mandris. Mandris and Sakis are expert carpenters, designing, building furniture. I guess they have a whole workshop up there with buzzsaws and planers and everything. They make all kinds of furniture and chairs and everything, tables. And of course, that's for the palaces and whatnot. But in the forest, it's natural, flower beds, etc. So sewing cloth and tail, even every village girl knows how to make her own dresses and her own cholis and everything. They get a little sewing machine and they make so many clothes. So what to speak of the Mandris. So Radharani's clothes, they look very extraordinary. Everybody knows, like the king wears special clothes. Your shirt costs $5 or your jacket, but the king's jacket costs $5,000. Why? Because it's all inlaid with gold and there's all pearls sewn into it and it weighs a lot and it costs a lot. He has a jacket. So you can, so that's how you can identify the wealthy person by the cloth he wears. Or at least, you know, he's got wealthy cloth, maybe poor. So when Mandri is wearing the prasadi vesh, then that cloth is not only clearly identified as belonging to Swamini Radha or to Krishna, It also emanates Radharani's presence and emanates and radiates Radharani's bhav because the cloth is her bhav. So when the Manjari comes in the presence of her girlfriends, they all become enchanted. They all become excited. When Uddhava, wearing Krishna's prasadi vesh, which was full of Krishna's longing and utkantita bhav and eagerness to return to Vrindavan and meet his beloved gopis, he was wearing all those, that pitambara, dhoti and chadar, and that Vaijayanti mala, and he came into Braj. When the gopis saw him, they became enchanted. They became bewildered and excited, and they thought, oh, our Shyam has come, just to see that cloth remnants of Krishna, because it was emanating the presence of Krishna. What's the big deal about a yellow dhoti? So many people in Mathura 5,000 years ago were wearing a yellow dhoti and yellow chadar. It's not that Krishna has a corner on the market. Yellow is a color. Anybody can make color yellow cloth. But Krishna, only Krishna's yellow chadar or pitambar is full of pure love for Radharani and pure love for the gopis. So that was emanating, that bhav, that radiance, that mood was coming. So the Manjaris wear this and then they bewilder their friends. Preshta dvandva prasada shragvastra bhushadi mohinam. So we'll stop there. Tomorrow we'll continue the last part of the verse, which talks about the vivida paricharika chaturam, that these Manjaris are very expert, this chatur, they're very expert in serving Radharani. So how are they expert and in what ways they're expert, we'll hear tomorrow. So today was the reward of the Manjaris. Tukulam vibranam atakuchatate kanchuka patam. Prasadam swamanya swakaratala dattam, swakaratala dattam pranayata, stitam nityam parshve vivida parichayaika chaturam, kishorim atmanam kim iha sukamarim nukalaye. Wearing the two-piece silken cloth upon my body, means dress, an embroidered corset upon my breast. This is the Manjari speaking. All of these things are the prasadi cloth remnants given to me directly by Swamini Radha with great loving affection with her own hand. So I said the way to give, and then it concludes, situated eternally by Radha's side. That's a good place to be. God is on my side. I have a phrase like that. Faithful, pious people. Sometimes I've heard that as I grew up. God is on his side, or God is on my side. Situated eternally by Radha's side, I will render various services with exclusive expertise. Oh, when will I see myself? I see myself now. Where am I? I'm in this material world. I'm in Delhi. I'm in Bombay. But someday I will see myself there in Brajadam with all the Nitya Parishads of Krishna, all the eternal associates of Radha and Krishna. And I will see myself there as some material woman or man. No, I will be in the form of a Sukumari Kishori, very youthful, soft, and youthful maiden, servant of Radharani. So that's the verse, and tomorrow we'll discuss the Manjari's expertise in seva. At one point I mentioned about this beautiful phrase that swakaratala dattam pranayata, that when you offer something, you can see the example. The greatest devotee is Radharani, so everything she does is, in some levels, we can't imitate, of course, but some level she's showing the standard of pure love and absolute surrender and dedication to Krishna, which, of course, that principle and that idea we all want to have. We all want to have pure love for Krishna and absolute dedication and surrender to Krishna, like Radharani. And when she gives something to someone, she, oh yeah, here, take this. She gives with her full heart. Like they say, it doesn't matter what you do, it's how you do what you do. Doesn't matter what you do, it's how you do what you do. What is the backing? What is the bhav? What is the mood? What is the feeling? So her inner hand is her, her dress and her choli. Here, take this. You're my little sister. This, I got new one. You take my old one. Okay, thank you. But if you look so with so much love in the face of your younger sister or your younger girlfriend, you say, I know this is for you, out of my love for you. Prana, pran means love. And we say, you're my Prananath. You're the Lord of my love. You're the Lord of my... Pran means life, existence. Priyatam and Prananath, Praneshwari. Ashlishyava parvatam panashtamam adarshana mamatam karotuva yata tata va vidudantu lampato mat prananatas.